the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So you get dressed up for Halloween. This lady wanted to have some sweet zombie teeth in addition to the rest of her costume. Just the one little flaw with the plan.
A Mobile County woman's Halloween fun turned into a medical emergency. Part of her costume took a frightening turn. News 5's Nicolette Schleissman joins us live outside with more. Nicolette?
Yeah, that's right, Jason. Anna, too, was ready to start creeping around in the dark this Halloween as part of her new zombie costume, but she got the scare when her fangs weren't going anywhere.
That was a zombie.
It cost Anna, too, nearly $3 to finish her transformation into the undead, but the expense grew when her fake teeth wouldn't come out.
So, where wouldn't they come out of?
Yeah, where were they?
Oh, I've seen that movie. Yeah.
Were they subtly mocking her, too?
It
they were
like, seemed like it.
It cost her nearly $3.
Yeah, it's almost like the reporter was saying, this lady is so unattractive, only $3 of ugly teeth pushed her from human to zombie. That's all it took. Just $3.
Yep.
$2.50 of it was spent on a king-size Snickers. Just 50 cents for garbage teeth.
Or she probably could have just said, all it took was a lifetime of drinking nothing but soda and eating sugar for this woman to get the perfect set of ugly teeth.
After failing her urine test with Mountain Dew.
I mean, I was trying to remove them then because it was like, it was just tight.
This ghoulish bridge was glued directly to her teeth. However, the adhesive wasn't
this
temporary.
This ghoulish bridge is where this ghoul lives under.
Yeah.
I use Gorilla Glue because I'm a primate. I said grew.
Primate. Yeah, terrible.
However, the adhesive.
Primate, yeah. That R was in the wrong word, everyone.
Yeah, you got really all the letters. Just, yeah, you got to really put them in the right order.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Jokes will be a word jumble today. Good luck, everyone.
Yep, like every day.
However, the adhesive wasn't temporary.
So, I mean, it went on and on, and I mean, I continuously tried to get them out, and after it was over with, I mean, I've tried up to 2 o'clock this morning, and it's like, they wouldn't budge. I mean, I even took a pair of wire cutters and cut the tips of those two off.
Two was it?
Okay, yeah. Well, that'll make all the difference.
So she...
Those weren't even the fake ones.
No.
Oh, this is very painful.
I think she was counting on living with these forever. So I guess I'll even them out, and that's that.
Yeah.
I stayed up till 2 trying to fix my face. But you know, after 2's the devil's hour, so I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
2 was in excruciating pain.
About a 9.5.
She didn't know if she should go to the ER, but she found an emergency
or Golden Corral.
Yeah. What should she do?
I got a coupon for one.
She didn't know if she should go to the ER, but she found an emergency dentist who could help.
They talked about drilling and...
into my head and taking out a part of my brain.
It's called trepanning.
So I can live a good life.
I mean, they had a saw talking about taking them off in sections. And they couldn't numb it because he was scared he'd actually pull my teeth out.
They so are hanging by a thread.
Yes.
So he went in and just picked and pulled, and I squalled like a baby, and I got him out.
Dr. John Murphy was able to rescue 2 today at his office at the Alabama Family Dental.
Just the natural shape of your teeth and your gums can sometimes cause something to be adhered and stuck.
2 learned a valuable lesson.
You think it's the gums that was the problem or the $3 costume and the bag of glue that she shot in there?
Yeah. It's the shape of her teeth, for sure.
Yeah. They expand.
2 learned a valuable lesson, one she hopes she can save others from.
I'll never do it again. Never will I put anything like that back in my mouth.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you learned that lesson, stupid.
I'm glad she said everything and not just the teeth.
From now on, I will only glue real teeth to my teeth.
Now, 2 says she, 2 hasn't told us if she's going to be taking any action. She just wanted to let everybody know about the dangers that could happen with these fake teeth. And Jason, she did tell me that from now on, she's sticking to masks. Reporting live in Mobile, Nicolette Schleissman, WKRG News 5.
And I think with the masks, everyone wins.
Yeah. Until she glues it onto her face.
Who's she going to sue? Like, you know, she got that costume, like, next to the road to the same guy that sold her a pound of boiled peanuts.
I think she would just think of the biggest company she could think of and I, go,
I'll get you, Google.
That I'm suing the government.
Go ahead. Yeah, actually, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
All right. This guy has gone through a lengthy procedure. There's sort of a documentary.
Yeah, lengthy.
Documentary crew filming this expansive process as he's getting fillers and everything else crammed into his junk. And this is the moment when it's revealed and his girlfriend is looking on. There's some music and it might be hard to
understand.
There's
some accents too.
And there are some accents, but we will tell you what was said in case you can't hear it.
While some people are having to deal with major complications from fillers, for Stu and Abdul at the clinic, their concerns are more about abstinence.
You gotta let time be the healer in this sort of scenario, because if you rush these sorts of things, you might make more complications and you don't really want any more complications with this sort of stuff, especially with the private part.
It looks a bit... Yeah, it looks a bit deformed at the minute. It's okay. I thought it was going to be a lot bigger. No, it's fine.
Yeah, it looks a bit deformed. I thought it would be a bit bigger.
Yes.
That might be the least supportive thing anyone could ever say after penis enlargement. Like, it's still throbbing in pain. Not the good way.
Yeah.
And, geez, I thought it would be bigger.
It looks a bit deformed at the minute.
Okay.
You hear him say under his breath, April. Yeah. April. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's okay. I thought it was going to be a lot bigger.
Which is...
No, it's fine.
Which is more hurtful? You're with someone for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Hot Wings, Steve, me. Maybe your wife says it now after however long you've been together. Would you rather hear, it's a bit deformed, or I thought it would be bigger?
It would be bigger.
Boy, that was...
It's a bit deformed. At least I know, like, oh, it's just small. It's not... deformed. It's not shaped like a Y or something.
When Steve gave his answer, you were shocked. As though you have heard it's a bit deformed so many times, you thought it was a compliment.
You thought it'd be worse if it was just a size thing.
I was merely shocked. Would you rather have this thing that's a compliment or this bad thing, which is I thought it would be bigger?
I just was surprised by the speed of his answer.
Mm-hmm. No, it's
how
no
authoritative
question.
It was.
No question.
Yeah, because it's what how if you the use de- it.
What if the deformity is that it's too big?
That's
not what people call it.
That? No, nobody would say that.
No one would.
What are you thinking? Deformity or I thought it would be bigger?
Bigger. I already know how deformed it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Be like, yeah, I know
Joe,
you're right.
You're the same?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you on the fence?
I was just trying to come up with a deformity that might be a good. And I don't think I can. Like, maybe there was a nub growing off the top of it so that it's kind of like one of those sex toys.
Like the rabbit.
Yeah, the rabbit.
With a little tickler.
Like, that would be a useful deformity.
That popped into my head.
Yeah. Like it's deformed with a finger on it that's always saying, come here.
Yeah.
Like, sorry about the tongue on there.
Yeah, like, you know, those...
no sorry needed.
Like, sometimes, what do they call those twins that grow inside, like... It starts off as twins.
Oh, but then, a parasitic twin.
Yeah, where they absorb each other.
Exactly. If that, usually they'll find some teeth or hair somewhere in you.
There's just a tiny, not quite formed penis on your penis.
What if you had that, but the only time it was visible was when it was engorged and it revealed you had Billy Bob teeth in there?
Yeah, that's a deformity
just gross,
I could live
man.
With.
Yeah.
Then I think,
mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Just spitballing here.
No, I'm with you.
When I was growing up, our house was broken into once while I was in high school. They ransacked everything. If you've had that happen, it sucks. It makes you feel very violated, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Did they steal your cum bros?
No.
Nope, they tasted them and went, this boy's stuff is sour.
First of all, I'm offended by how funny you think that is. They're Umbro.
Ever know that story?
Umbro, I'm sorry.
It's a fashionable soccer short. Still comfortable now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
I had not yet gotten them and ruined them yet.
Man, to tell that on segment 17.
Well, you're a big soccer player, so
I don't think we need to tell that.
Yeah, either. I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
So many right, stories. Everybody, we should.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people didn't hear that.
No. I've got
a,
yeah,
I
want to well,
hear about your comfort jacket shorts.
Yeah, I don't even remember it. I've got a great, yeah, I've got a great lead-in for you, so segment 17.
Mm-hmm. You've got a great lead.
Sure.
Oh,
you do.
Yes. Yeah,
I, do. I know what you're referencing. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about something.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on? Your house was ransacked. They took your jack and shorts.
They took that. And when someone takes something that you expect to deposit bodily fluids in, it's really disappointing. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So I can relate totally to this man.
Absolutely.
Though his number that was stolen is numbers 1 and 2.
But we often hear that thieves will take whatever they can get their hands on, but one burglary case in Huntington has truly left the victim and neighbors dumbfounded.
Included in this thief's score was a brand new toilet. News Channel 3's Andrew Colgrove spoke with the owner.
A brand new toilet?
Well, brand new, I mean, if you're going to steal a toilet, a brand new one's the one to take.
Yeah, I don't want the old one.
No. I don't want to steal an old one.
I don't actually believe it was a brand new toilet.
No, I don't think anything new has ever been in that house.
Why? Yeah, you don't just upgrade a toilet when you live in a toilet.
Yeah, in a rented toilet.
Uh-huh.
Just represents a new low.
Saturday, Barry Hyder went to his daughter's wedding. One of the happiest moments of his life was followed by one of the most bizarre when he returned home.
Our back door was wide open.
Somebody had climbed into his house.
So was hers that night.
Yeah.
Oh. Grawn, come on.
No, it's, somebody, that's part of the news story.
Yeah.
Somebody had climbed into his house along Monroe Avenue in Huntington through his window.
The place was ransacked.
Barry says there'd been a leak in his bathroom, so he'd been planning to remodel it and install a brand new commode, which had been sitting in a box in his living room.
Commode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A commode, yes.
Just say toilet.
It was next to the
fancy man.
Yeah.
How excited were you to get to have that new toilet in your house?
Well, seeing as how our landlord hasn't fixed our toilet and it's never flushed right, and our bathroom floor is
I've been saving dumps for 7 months.
Wow, yeah, this guy is really letting the landlord have it now.
I thought it was weird that he said, how excited were you to get that new toilet?
Yeah.
I don't know, so excited I brought it into the living room, unboxed it, and sat it there, and then didn't put it in?
I basically got a Chef Boyardee factory in my colon right now, and all I was waiting to do was walk my daughter down the aisle and then unload this in my living room toilet.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't mean to say that on TV. I meant commode.
And our bathroom floor is literally caving in. I was pretty excited.
The thief stole a TV, phone, and yes, the new toilet.
The toilet? I mean, how desperate are you that you steal a toilet, of all things?
And that is so rude.
Neighbors confused.
That is rude.
That is so rude. Thank you for that great man on the street.
That you steal a toilet.
Thing sucks.
Things.
And that is so rude.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.